Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Good morning, everybody.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Hey, good morning, everyone. It's Wednesday. It's Hump Day.
Hump Day.
September 17th, episode 1744. John, Brian, Dalton with you this morning. Please drive carefully out there if you've got to go to school or work or wherever you may be traveling today. Watch out for school buses, too.
Got to be careful. Yes.
Obey the little signs when they pop out. 4 days until my birthday. I can't wait to be older. I'm looking forward to that, really. First day of fall is this Monday at 1:19 p.m. Rockville at Smyrna on Friday on WGNS and BGTV. MTSU hosts Marshall at 4:30 Saturday airtime. And other games, Vanderbilt hosts Georgia State, Tennessee hosts UAB, and the Titans host Indianapolis. That's a big game. They need that win. They need that game. All right, and you can text crew, the Wake Up Crew, to 615-893-1450 to send us a message, and text joke to send us one. And after yesterday's, he probably needs a few. All right, our song of the day. No, wait a minute. Don't do that first. We're powered by MTE. Middle Tennessee Electric offers tips and tools to help members manage energy use and learn more about electric vehicles. Explore more at MTE.com. And now our song of the day. We are doing songs about September. This is called Pale September.
Pale September.
Fiona Apple.
I wore the time like a dress that year.
Weirdly Weird.
Autumn days swung softer on.
Her voice is nice.
Sounds like a James Bond movie kind of
thing.
It
does. She's got a good voice.
Yeah. Ooh, that could be the next James Bond. Bond, 007, Pale September.
Good title.
That actually would be a solid title.
Good title.
I like it. I'm so excited for the new James Bond movie. Denis Villeneuve, director. It's going to be great.
We still don't have a Bond.
No Bond. But the director is just as important as the actor.
Maybe it's going to be Baby Bond, where they use a 12-year-old. Oh, they just use a 12-year-old.
Or could it be a lady?
They've already said they're not doing that. He will be British. He'll be a man.
What would it be? Juanita Bond? Juanita Bond. Juanita
I'm Bond.
Jamie.
Jamie Bond. Bond.
Janelle Bond. All right. We've done that, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you that we're sponsored by America's Thrift Stores. Murfreesboro, your donations can change lives. America's Thrift Store is opening soon at Middle Tennessee and MLK Junior Boulevard. Partners with Make-A-Wish Middle Tennessee. Drop off gently used clothing and household items to help grant wishes for kids battling critical illnesses. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro to learn more. When it says drop off gently, does that mean you drop it off gently? No, it's gently used.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. You don't want to just drop them off gently. I guess you do
want
to
drop them off gently.
And, you know, I failed to mention that coming up Saturday is the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner.
Everybody already knows that's coming up.
Correct.
That's a national institution.
Week five.
Yeah, it'll be week five, yeah.
Five or six?
Five, I believe.
Is it five? Yeah.
Week six of the coaches show, week five of
yes
games.
Mm. I like the music. Why are we playing that, I wonder?
Well, you were doing the ad, and then I just forgot to stop it. Mm. I was kind of enjoying it.
I'm hoping. We'll just keep talking about it. We talk about it all the time, James Bond. I'm hoping that the new James Bond actor is someone I've never heard of.
I think that'd probably be a wise deal.
Then go with somebody who nobody knows of. Let him surprise everyone.
What about Mr. Cornsweat?
No.
Damn, he's not British.
He can be British.
I don't think he's going to have a shot.
Maybe I can beat
him,
the Bond.
Him and Nicholas Holt, the guy who plays Lex Luthor, have been doing interviews together with all these different people.
I bet they're hilarious.
And what they keep doing for these is they'll do like British versus American things. And there's a video of them
Nicholas Holt is British, isn't he?
Yes, yeah. He is. He's eating all of these British foods while Nicholas Holt eats all these American foods for the first time. And they're trying them, and it is so funny the way they go back and forth.
You know, Nicholas Holt, as a little boy, was in a movie with Hugh Grant called About a Boy.
Mm.
And you need to watch it. It's really good. I think you'd be interested in it.
So. Interesting. I have not seen that one.
All right. We've got weather to take a look at. We've got sports. We've got news. We got it all, buddy, right here on the Wake Up Crew. First off, weather at 6:17.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots very early. Today, sunny for this afternoon. Highs top out near 91 degrees. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds. Lows fall into the low 60s. And then Thursday, sunny with highs warming into the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 66.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Phillies hit a three-run homer in the top of the ninth to beat the Dodgers in the late ball game Tuesday night, 9-6. The Phillies had clinched the NL East title the night before. In the NL West, the Dodgers are still two games over the Padres, who lost 8-3 at the Mets. The Mets are trying to get the last wild card spot in the National League. The Diamondbacks still just a game and a half out for that spot. Arizona, with a run bottom of the ninth, beat San Francisco 6-5. Seattle won its 10th game in a row, 12-5 at Kansas City. Cal Raleigh hit two more homers. He has 56. Houston edged Texas 6-5. It was 6-1 going to the eighth. Toronto and the Yankees each won, but Boston was beaten at home 2-1 by the A's, who've won five in a row. Cleveland won its fifth straight, a 10-inning win at Detroit, and Milwaukee and the Cubs each won. WNBA playoff victories for Indiana and Seattle to stay alive. The Storm with a comeback against Las Vegas.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett. Ah!
6:21 here on the Wake Up Crew on Hump Day.
Hump Day!
Woof, woof. Didn't
you?
I'm going to tell you, it's hard for me to believe that volleyball season is almost over.
I know. Yeah.
Middle school will be over except for tournament, and I think high school follows within a week or two. And then you're gonna, then we're gonna be pounding the basketball here before long too.
Yeah, but basketball's almost here.
It just flies by.
Yeah, I've already got the November schedule for Thanksgiving week.
Huh? What?
MTSU men's basketball. They go, I can't remember now where Chip said they were going. It's some great place to be going in November.
So, warm.
Yeah.
I bet Chip loves that.
I bet he does.
I bet it makes him feel like such a big dog.
Well,
it's pretty big stuff.
Oh, I'm going to the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't remember now, but it won't be long. Basketball season around the corner.
Then it really gets busy. Really gets busy.
So August, it's getting everything started, and then just about the time that you settle in, it's like, let's start something else. So, yeah.
Well, let's get over football first. That's a biggie.
They're going to the Cayman Islands.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Yeah. It's funny. They're going to play Murray State in the Cayman Islands. They used to play that game here. But, yeah.
It's a tournament, I assume. Yeah, he'll be out sunbathing and stuff.
Uh-huh.
In November.
Do you really want to see Chip Walters sunbathing?
Now. Be nice.
I don't know if I want to see anybody sunbathing.
Ooh. Mr. Grumpy again.
I've known old Chip for years.
You can't have known him for years. You're only, what, 25?
Well, I've known him at least a decade.
Well, that's true. Our good neighbor of the day is Bill Shacklett. Can't think of a better person for always being willing to listen to community needs and being an advocate for the entire city. Bill Shacklett's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Today's good neighbor. If you want to send in a good neighbor, like our vice mayor there, all you have to do is text the word neighbor, 615-893-1450, wgnsradio.com/goodneighbor gets it here to us as well. And once you get it to us, we'll make them the good neighbor of the day coming up. So help us out. Text neighbor to our number or head to the website to send them in.
What's a little more of a niche food today? It is a food holiday. It is National Monte Cristo Day.
Love a good Monte Cristo.
You ever had a Monte Cristo, John?
No, I don't think so.
A Monte Cristo is a ham and cheese sandwich that is fried. So they put breading on it and fry it. And then they put powdered sugar on top, and you dip it in a raspberry jam.
Ooh,
it is incredible.
You guys are so nurtured. I mean, about food. I mean, you guys are really cultured.
That is a... And like culinary classes and stuff, they teach you how to make a Monte Cristo because it hits a lot of different aspects of cooking.
Did you take a culinary class?
I took one in high school.
Wow. Yeah. I'm impressed with you. Not so much you. All right, 624 on the crew.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the activities and the environment.
They have everything. They have exercise class. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much. Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
And you have the little thing around your neck that you can press a button if you need help right away. I feel very safe here.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
At McCabe Vision Center, we have added a full cosmetic line to the services that we provide.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
We provide laser treatments to get rid of those little brown splotches, surface blood vessels, as well as fine lines and wrinkles.
McCabe Vision Center.
Make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
On Heritage Park Drive, behind SunTrust Bank.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Nunley. The bodies of three people have been discovered in a Clarksville home. The discovery was made following a call to that house on Idlewood Drive Tuesday afternoon. Police say once inside, they found three people deceased. Police say a large-scale investigation is underway. Investigators do not believe there is a further threat to the public. The identities of the victims have not been provided. Police say they welcome tips, though, from anyone that may have information about the case. Chattanooga City Council members say they're looking to dissolve some departments in order to align with state law on matters of diversity, equity, and inclusion. As you may recall, Tennessee passed a law prohibiting all levels of government from having a DEI office or department. As WTVC details, the measure would dissolve the city's Department of Equity and Community Engagement. Instead, an Office of Community Engagement would be created. Several other activities and health offices would be consolidated as well. More news in 30 seconds.
You're invited to the National Banana Pudding Festival in Centerville, October 4th and 5th. Make plans to attend one of the South's favorite festivals. Sample varieties of our signature dish on the pudding path. Enjoy dozens of craft vendors, live music, and exciting contests. Advance tickets available now at bananapuddingfest.org. Mark your calendars for the National Banana Pudding Festival, October 4th and 5th in Centerville.
The city of Memphis is searching for public input on a new recreation and development plan along the downtown riverfront. The goal, they say, is to create a more accessible and connected riverfront spanning from Greenbelt Landing to McKellar Lake. As this riverfront master plan is being developed, it would connect 30 points of interest along the Mississippi River. A series of community input sessions are in the works. The first meeting is this Thursday at the Beale Street Landing. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:27 on the Wake Up Crew. We've got to tell you that we've got good neighbor events coming up after Rewind today and another check of the forecast. We'll also be looking at traffic for the first time around 6:34 and the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf. With Matt Wolf at 6:57 before CBS News. So you now you're doing it twice now. Okay, doing the wolf twice. Oh, three times. How about four? Let's do it four more times. Let's do it one more time.
Well, you've got to say the magic word.
Matt Wolf? All right. You were talking about, I've got to go further. We're talking off air about the what? The jackfruit?
Jackfruit, yes.
What is that?
So there's this lady that keeps popping up on my Facebook because I've watched some of her videos. She did a video on how to make gravy and biscuits, mm-hmm. or it was just biscuits, how to make the biscuits in a big bowl and all that kind of thing
from scratch.
Yeah. And so she's Andalusia, Alabama. Probably seen the sign if you've headed to Florida. That's where she lives. But anyway, the last one, and I didn't know anything about a jackfruit, but it was huge. It was, you know, like the size of two big watermelons. And this one, I think they weighed it and it was like 50 pounds. They can be 30 to 50 pounds.
And you grow them?
Well, yeah. They grow on a tree.
Oh,
apparently.
Wow.
They grow in tropical areas.
Tropical, yeah. These came from Florida. Jackfruit, sweet, aromatic flesh.
They're very slimy. They're not very good. I don't like jackfruit personally.
Really? You've had it?
I have.
Where did you have yours?
I had it in the Dominican Republic.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Very slimy. The texture is that it's like a mushroom, but sweet.
Ooh, yeah.
A little slimy. It's very strange.
Sweet and slimy. Okay. Well,
the flavor's good. It's fruit.
The
is
origins,
it better than nothing?
I mean, if I was starving, I'd probably eat it. Yeah.
Let's see. Its origins are from Southeast Asia.
So she's growing it in Alabama?
No.
Oh.
Someone gave it to her, and she had never had it, and she kind of did a little video of it. And I'd never seen it, so I thought it was interesting.
Jackfruit.
Yeah. It's similar to bananas and juicy fruit gum is what this little description says.
That's an accurate flavor.
But
the flavor is good.
Yeah. You just don't like the texture.
I don't like the texture. It does. It feels like you're eating a mushroom.
Well, then you definitely won't like it.
I don't like mushrooms.
Well, you don't like texture.
I don't like slime either.
So I guess it's out.
Yeah. I don't like avocados. Kind of the same to me.
I do like avocados. Avocados and what was the other one you said? Mushrooms.
I don't like mushrooms, no.
There was one more.
I don't remember.
I was eating at a restaurant in Manchester the other day where they had burgundy mushrooms.
Mm, I love a mushroom.
I had them as a side dish to a Thai chicken wrap.
Mm.
And that Thai chicken wrap was
Thai food is in my list of favorites. I love Thai food.
Burgundy mushrooms just added just another colorful. I mean, I love mushrooms. Mm. I love them on steaks. I love them just any time.
I love those little button mushrooms.
Yeah.
The big round ones.
Yes. Oh,
sauteed up.
Mm. Oh, man.
Mushrooms are very difficult to cook as well, because you have to do things in a very particular order or they don't taste good.
Yeah, and, I would see that. I could see that. Yeah.
Like, you can't salt mushrooms until after you cook them. you can't season them at all because it like destroys the flavor of the mushroom. They're very difficult.
And another tip from Chef Dalton. I like him being, he's a culinary expert.
It's better than Chef Boyardee.
And then you get that. All right, it's time for Today in History, brought to you by our friends over at Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
Turner Security, powered by TechCore or something, right?
Yeah, TechCore. Okay.
All right. Quickly, here they are for the 17th of September. RCA Victor releases their first 33 1/3 RPM recording, Beethoven's Fifth. That was in 1934. 1953, the first successful separation of Siamese conjoined twins. 1953, Ernie Banks becomes Chicago Cubs' first black player. 1961, Car 54, Where Are You? Premieres on U.S. TV.
There's a holdup in the Bronx, Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short, a child cruises to an idle.
That's a cop version of Gilligan's Island, kind of. 1963, The Fugitive, starring David Janssen, premieres on ABC TV.
A QM production.
Well, what a great show.
Starring
1964,
Janssen,
The Dr. Supremes Richard. Released Baby Love. And in 1966, Mission Impossible premieres on CBS TV. And finally, 1972, the TV comedy MASH, adapted from the movie, starring Alan Alda, debuts on CBS. Brandon Brooks is standing by with Rewind here on The Wake Up Crew.
This is CBS Rewind, September 17th, 1966.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it.
The premiere of Mission Impossible.
The secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions.
September 17th, 1967. The Who appeared on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. Keith Moon had set a flash powder explosion in his drum kit after technicians did the same thing. The double-barreled explosion sent a cymbal into Moon's leg and singed Pete Townsend's hair. September 17th, 1980. The premiere of Bette Midler's concert film, Divine Madness. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots very early. Today, sunny for this afternoon. Highs top out near 91 degrees. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows falling to the low 60s, and then Thursday, sunny with highs warming into the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 66.
Good morning. Starting a little bit heavier out here. 24 westbound, especially out through the Antioch area. You got all that traffic flow coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. This time of the morning is trying to pick up certain sections of Vietnam Vets coming westbound. The area of Gallatin Pike leaving Hendersonville through that section of Sumner County. Moving right now, I-40 over here at Fessler's. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or truck here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control, Old National Bank, and the law offices of John Day.
Here's Tom Sweat with AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
AmeriCare's moisture control services include mold testing, mold remediation, crawl space repair, vapor barrier, sump pump installation, radon testing, radon mitigation, and basement waterproofing. If there's something wrong in your crawl space or basement, we can probably help. Just ask for a free inspection.
893-7111.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
WGNS encourages you to shop local. This is MTSU Homecoming Week. Lots of fun activities all week for MTSU alumni as well as True Blue fans. And don't miss the homecoming game. Kickoff's at 6 o'clock as the Blue Raiders host Marshall. Make it a point to go to the game in person. Take your radio, because we'll have the game on WGNS. Again, this is Homecoming Week at MTSU. And the Greenway Arts Festival is this Saturday at Canonsburg Village. The Rutherford County Library System is offering free computer classes. Check with their Tech Center here in Murfreesboro for information about their free computer classes. And the Nourish Food Bank is urgently seeking donations of money, food, and volunteers. They really need your help. Don't throw away Old Glory. Bring your tattered American flag to WGNS and let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. We also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
If someone asked, "What's your more?" would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kids' college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Howdy, y'all. My name's Bob Starr. I own and operate Pilgrimage Farm in Lewisburg, Tennessee. I've been in business for 8 years. I am a mushroom and specialty produce farm that also does wild foraged food. So I'm set up here at Rutherford County Farmers Market Tuesdays and Fridays. And if you've got something interesting on your menu, come on out and see what's wild. My name's Bob Starr. I own and operate Pilgrimage Farm in Lewisburg, Tennessee. I am a mushroom and specialty produce farm that also does wild foraged food.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Donating is easy at America's Thrift Stores. They're proud to partner with Make-A-Wish Middle Tennessee to help grant life-changing wishes for local children battling critical illnesses. When you donate gently used clothing and household items, you're giving more than stuff. You're giving hope. Every donation helps Make-A-Wish bring joy to a child right here in Middle Tennessee. Drop off donations today at the new location in Murfreesboro at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Learn more at americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
Tune in to your favorite WGNS shows live or on demand and even watch them on Big G TV by visiting WGNSradio.com/listen. Ooh. Or how about a novel idea? Listen to it on the radio.
Yeah.
You know? 101.9, 100.5, and AM 1450.
Ah. But when you get out of your car,
what do you do?
WGNSradio.com/listen.
That's right. We're a good team. We're going to think about taking over this morning show and just be...
We basically already have during the 6 o'clock hour. He doesn't say anything. Yeah, he just sits over there on his phone.
It'll be the D&J show.
I want to do something for the dad joke today. I am going to keep my eyes closed until after I've given my score.
Okay.
I don't want us to influence each other.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
You know, the teacher called and said my son has a learning difficulty.
Really?
Yeah, but I was doing his homework.
Okay, your score. That's what
up.
I agree.
Made me laugh.
Almost a thumbs up plus.
Really? Yeah,
almost.
It was close. Yeah. It was close.
It was
to
really
a...
good.
Did it remind you of those multiplication in the office days?
No, it reminded me and you in math.
Well, that's true.
6:41. This is the Wake Up Crew here on WGNS.
CBS News Brief. Marine One landing in a private walled garden near Windsor Castle, where President Trump and the First Lady have just been welcomed by King Charles and top members of the royal family. A horse and carriage procession delivering the group to the castle now. Former CDC Director Susan Menarez will testify on Capitol Hill today. CBS's Nicole Killian.
She will tell the Senate Help Committee that she believes she was fired because she did not pre-approve the recommendations from a newly reconstituted vaccine advisory panel and fire career scientist at the agency.
The suspect in the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk's been hit with 7 charges, most serious aggravated murder. Prosecutor Chad Grenander.
Just for the court's information, we did file just recently, within the last few minutes, a notice of intent to seek the death penalty that was filed by Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Murfreesboro police responded swiftly to reports of an active shooter on the campus of Middle Tennessee State University on Tuesday, only to confirm shortly afterward that the call was entirely false. Around noon, authorities used social media to reassure students and faculty that there was no active threat and labeled the alert a false call. Despite the scare, normal operations at MTSU quickly resumed, with Murfreesboro Police, MTSU Police, and other agencies maintaining a presence on campus as a precautionary measure. Officials emphasized the importance of preparedness for such events, even if rare. According to the Department of Homeland Security, individuals on campus should always remain aware of their surroundings and be ready to act in the unlikely event of a real threat. Murfreesboro authorities reiterated their commitment to campus safety and urged the public not to spread misinformation. Elsewhere in Tennessee, the Coffee County Sheriff's Office in Manchester is warning residents about a sharp rise in scams. Recent reports involve fraudulent calls and emails claiming to be from law enforcement or other authorities, using tactics such as fake jury duty warrants, romance schemes, and tech support fraud. In some cases, scammers convince victims to allow remote access into their computers, leading to stolen personal information and emptied bank accounts. Rutherford County residents are reminded to be especially cautious. Officials stress that legitimate agencies will never request payment over the phone. Anyone who suspects that they've been targeted should contact local law enforcement immediately. In Rutherford County, the number is 615-898-7777. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Where can you turn when you need a friend to put your fears to rest? Turn to the best when you turn to Turner Security. Powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
Farm Fresh Fridays and Tuesdays.
Fresh eggs, homemade jams, locally raised meats.
And every vendor grows or raises it themselves.
7 a.m. to 1.
It's not just a market, it's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
Celebrating our 50th anniversary, the Farmers Market in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adams Place. One reason that we wanted to move here was to make it easier for our children. My husband and I know we are getting older and things do happen. And you need to make these choices and come before an emergency occurs. And then come and have the good life when you get here.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. Call us at 615-904-9111.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Big savings are on the way, Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is opening its newest location at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. You'll love the clean, well-organized shopping experience with thousands of new items added every single day. It really is a new store every day. Find up to 70% off main brand clothing, home goods, and more thanks to generous local donations. America's Thrift Stores, where it's a new store every day. For details, visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
This is Kirk Thug at Parks Auction Company. Thinking about downsizing? Don't miss this opportunity to buy a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1-story condo in Forest Oaks 2. Some work needed, selling absolute to the highest bidder. Visit parksauction.com for details.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. Nearly 100 people were arrested during an annual event in Pigeon Forge. It's called the Fall Rod Run. It brings thousands of car enthusiasts to the city. The Pigeon Forge Police Department says between Thursday, September 11th and Monday, September 15th, 96 arrests were made. There were a total of 1,027 calls for service and 702 citations issued over 33 crashes. The Rod Run event has been around for decades, initially held in Gatlinburg in the 1970s until 1982, when the city decided they no longer wanted to host it. A Decatur County man has been indicted for a deadly boating accident along the Tennessee River earlier this year. A Decatur County grand jury returned indictments against Christopher Overman yesterday. He was booked into the Decatur County Jail. You may recall a boating accident April 20th at Eagle's Nest Lane in the Bass Springs area that led to the death of 19-year-old Austin Perry, according to the TWRA. Overman is set to appear in court later this month.
You're invited to the National Banana Pudding Festival in Centerville, October 4th and 5th. Make plans to attend one of the South's favorite festivals. Sample varieties of our signature dish on the pudding path. Enjoy dozens of craft vendors, live music, and exciting contests. Advance tickets available now at bananapuddingfest.org. Mark your calendars for the National Banana Pudding Festival, October 4th and 5th in Centerville.
Thousands of families and businesses spending the night in the dark following a massive fire at a Memphis electric substation. Memphis Light, Gas, and Water says more than 11,000 customers were without power Tuesday afternoon and evening in parts of Midtown and downtown following that incident. A substation breaker caught fire on University Street, spreading. The crews worked throughout the night to make some restorations. Officials warn the severity of that fire at such a critical substation could take a while to repair. Will Lovely, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And it's 6:48. Glad you're back with us here on Hump Day.
Hump Day!
And it's the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Moore. It's coming up in just a few minutes. Just any minute now. It's coming up.
And you say I don't contribute.
Well, you holler when you do noises. Got some tips for you. And I know you, 25 years old, Dalton, that you could use a few tips about a thrifty lifestyle.
I think you already do.
I'm not saying that.
What I was going to say is I'd love to get better.
I bet you create and stick to a budget.
Yes, I do have a budget. I don't always stick to it, but I do my best.
Listen to this. Cook at home.
I do cook at home. I love cooking.
Shop with a list.
Loosely have a list.
And avoid impulse buys.
That was inherited.
Yeah, you're a little bit rough on impulse buys.
A little bit, but not if something's really expensive, I give it time.
Your dad doesn't.
Megan is really good about... Megan does not use the buy now button on Amazon. She refuses. And so what she always does is adds it to the cart, and then she'll order it the next day. Mm. And that lets her have time to think about it before she buys something.
That's what
something.
I do.
She's really good at that.
I've got three things on add to the cart right now that I'm
See,
I'm
I don't
waiting.
Do that. I buy now.
So does Brian. Yeah. Brian does he's really an impulse buyer.
Oh, yeah. He's worse than me.
Use coupons? I do not use coupons.
I don't
I'm
either.
Sorry.
They're just too much work.
Yeah. Buy generic or store brand products instead of name brands. Do you buy like Publix green beans? Publix corn?
Yeah.
I do too.
I buy that. Pretty much all generic. Now, sometimes it'll get you. Sometimes that generic is a little more expensive.
You have to watch it.
Dalton grew up on Sam's Cola.
Oh, yes, I did. Mountain Lightning. Mist Twist. I know them all. Dr. Thunder.
They have some guy that works for those generic brands that go, now, what can I name this? Not Dr. Pepper, but, hey, Dr. Thunder.
Dr. Pibb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Use public transportation. You don't do that.
No, I drive.
Turn off lights and unplug electronics when not in use. How dare you?
Most of my house, we don't use the overhead lights. It's all lamps. The lamps, they're like 12 cents a day. So lights stay on.
Use a programmable thermostat to reduce heating and cooling cost.
I do that one. It's all
Brian,
set up.
How about you?
I have one. But the dogs have to stay comfortable when I'm away, so I leave it like it is.
If I could ever remember to actually change my air filter, I'm sure my HVAC would go down.
Once a month, and you put it in your phone.
I know, and I have it in my phone, and I still don't do it.
Mine's due not now. I need to change mine right now.
I wait till I start waking up sniffly, and that's when I'm like, oh, I need to change the air filter.
Use cloth napkins and towels instead of disposable ones.
I do when I'm cleaning, for the most part. Gross. I use paper towels for, like, spills and stuff.
Here's one that says, buy in bulk. Well, I one person living at home, it's that's really not to me.
And if you don't have a ton of storage, like, we don't have a very large house. We don't have much storage.
Yeah.
So it's hard to keep all the bulk stuff.
Drink from a reusable water bottle.
I do that one.
Use a fan instead of air conditioning when possible. Buy meat in bulk and freeze it for later.
Yeah, don't do that.
Cook with a pressure cooker to save energy, or a slow cooker.
Yeah.
You like to cook.
I like to cook on the stove. Right, yeah, right on the stove.
Make your own gifts instead of buying them.
Cheapskate.
Use a space heater to heat a room instead of cranking up the thermostat.
I do that one. I get a little space heater.
Dry clothes on a clothesline.
Not happening.
No. I don't like the way they feel after they've been on a clothesline.
Really?
I remember those memories as a boy, putting your blue jeans on after they've been in the outside on the clothesline. Oh, my Huskies. A bar of books and movies from the library, or brew coffee with a programmable coffee maker to cut cost.
Just use my Keurig.
What do you do? You use a coffee maker, don't you?
Keurig.
No. Oh, you still yeah. using that? Okay.
Now I did swap to this. Is a thrifty thing. I got one of those where you refill your own K-cup with a jar of coffee. So I do that because that's so much cheaper.
Yeah.
Like night and day difference in terms of price.
And one more. Don't use Uber Eats every day of the week. Oh, that'd be Brian.
Because
every other day.
All those restaurants, they're upcharging on Uber Eats. You can read the menu on their website, and it's cheaper than the menu on Uber Eats, not even including delivery fees.
Well, we got to go to birthdays because we are late.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Hank Williams was born on 1923.
The moon just went behind the clouds to hide its face and cry.
1931, Anne Bancroft was born. She was in The Graduate and The Miracle Worker.
God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
You have to watch the movie to understand that. But Simon Garfunkel's all through that movie. 1945, Phil Jackson, American basketball player and coach. John Ritter was born in 1948 on this date. Actor and comedian, Three's Company. Wile E. Coyote, born in 1949. Meep, meep. 1949, The Roadrunner was born.
Meep, meep.
Oh, there you go. Thank
Both
you.
Of them were born?
Yeah, they
same day.
They made a cartoon the same day. And Patrick Mahomes, 1995, American NFL quarterback. Here's the birthdays: Judy Goldie, Chris Clark, Bonnie Andrews, Sherry Goforth, Tracy Patterson, Milbury Campbell, Rita Gardner, Mickey Harris, Matthew Fisher, Casey Reinhardt. Happy birthday to all of them.
Yes, and you can call or text in your birthdays right now for today, the 17th, 615-893-1450.
655 here on the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots very early. Today, sunny for this afternoon. Highs top out near 91 degrees. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds. Lows fall into the low 60s. And then Thursday, sunny with highs warming into the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 66.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Are you ready to take control of your energy usage and save money? Download the MyMTE app to track your energy consumption, pay your bill, and even report outages right from your phone. It's free and available now in iOS and Android.
Good morning. Trying to build with a little bit more volume as we check it out live on 24 westbound here at Bell Road up through the Antioch area. It won't be long before it gets heavy there. Coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, as you come into Davidson County on 24 up through the Hickory Hollow area. Steady flow of traffic down I-40 through Wilson County. There's some fog out here, parts of Middle Tennessee this morning, so be careful. When you need dependable towing for your car or truck, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Kirk Thug at Parks Auction Company. Thinking about downsizing? Don't miss this opportunity to buy a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1-story condo in Forest Oaks 2. Some work needed, selling absolute to the highest bidder. Visit parksauction.com for details.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat ReStore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat ReStore.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Look, try the Habitat ReStore. We have used appliances.
Hey, we have refrigerators, microwave, gently used washers and dryers.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
You will leave a store humming.
Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
You don't have to go out and mow the yard. You don't have to rake the leaves. You don't have to wash the car. You don't have to do anything you don't want to.
You do not have the responsibility of your house, worrying about getting shrubbery trimmed, getting a new roof, paying your taxes. All of that is behind you.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years. On Memorial across from Walmart.
Sometimes life is all about the numbers.
I'm a firm believer in second chances.
Or in this case, 5. Reese Witherspoon there, starring in The Morning Show on Apple TV+. Season 4 is streaming now with her and Jennifer Aniston. And before you could say binge another episode, Apple announcing Season 5 has already been ordered.
May I ask you where you're going?
The iconic Robert Redford there from one of his last on-screen appearances in 2019's Avengers Endgame. Redford died Tuesday, and Anthony and Joe Russo, who directed him on that and in Captain America: The Winter Soldier, called him a true legend who inspired our careers. Robert Redford was 89. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58, and we want to say congratulations to the Vice Mayor, Bill Shacklett, today's Good Neighbor of the Day, for always being willing to listen to community needs and being an advocate for the entire city. Bill's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
If you'd like to nominate someone as our Good Neighbor of the Day, really easy to do that. Text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head on over to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Same process for birthdays and anniversaries. 615-893-1450 is the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That's the website. And we're giving away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our friends over at Slick Pig Barbecue.
All right, big savings alert, Murfreesboro. America's thrift store is opening soon with thousands of new items every day. Shop name, brand clothing, and home goods up to 70% off. It is definitely like a new store every day. AmericasThrift.com/Murfreesboro. Opening soon, 10:30 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. And you can make those donations even right now.
And we'll be back with hour number 2 of the Wake Up Crew. Stay tuned for CBS News at 7.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Kirk, assassination suspect's moment in court.
Mr. Robinson, recount 1, aggravated murder.
Democrats target FBI director.
Sir, you're
your time
a mockery
is over.
Of this committee. Sir, you don't tell me my time is over.
President Trump in Great Britain.
My relationship is very good with the UK, and Charles, as you know, who's now king, is my friend.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, a first look and a chance to hear the man suspected of killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk. CBS's Carter Evans says a dramatic murder case is now underway in Utah and a conviction could bring the death penalty.
Could you state your name?
Tyler James Robinson.
Those were the only words spoken by Charlie Kirk's alleged killer in a virtual court appearance Wednesday. Earlier, Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray announced the suspect's charges include aggravated murder, felony discharge of a firearm, obstruction of justice, and witness tampering.
After shooting Mr. Kirk, Robinson hid the gun and told his roommate to delete incriminating text messages.
Prosecutors say after the shooting, the suspect texted his roommate, who was also his romantic partner, to look under his keyboard for a note that read, quote, "I had the opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk, and I'm going to take it."
Roommate responded, "What? You're joking, right? Robinson, I am still okay, my love, but am stuck in Orem for a little while longer yet. Shouldn't be long until I can come home, but I gotta grab my rifle still. To be honest, I had hoped to keep this secret till I died of old age. I am sorry to involve you." Roommate, "You weren't the one who did it, right?" Robinson, I am. I'm sorry.
The federal investigation into the Kirk assassination was front and center on Capitol Hill, as we hear from CBS's Scott McFarland.
Kash Patel was defiant, telling lawmakers he's staying in his position as FBI director.
"I'm not going anywhere. If you want to criticize my 16 years of service, please bring it on."
Democrats grilled him over his handling of the Charlie Kirk assassination probe, including a social media post in which he touted the subject in custody, who'd later be released.
"You claim that you have a suspect in a serious assassination. Whoops, then you don't have a suspect."
Before becoming FBI director, Patel helped promote conspiracy theories that information had been withheld about the Jeffrey Epstein case. When asked by Republicans yesterday, he said all credible information has been released.
"Who, if anyone, did Epstein traffic these young women to besides himself?"
"Himself. There is no credible information. None. If there were, I would bring the case yesterday."
Patel also denied any role in the transfer of Epstein's co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell, to a lower security prison.
Now overseas, President Trump is in Great Britain. Pageantry on full display as Trump arrived at Windsor Castle.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. Throughout this unprecedented second state visit, President Trump is being kept safely away from this.
Out, out, Donald Trump!
Protesters outside Windsor Castle.
He's in Putin's pocket. He's making the war in Palestine worse.
Overturning the world order that we've got used to. He's the most dangerous man in the world.
Last night, images of Donald Trump alongside the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein were projected onto the walls of Windsor Castle. Four people were arrested. All of today's massive military ceremony is taking place within the confines of Windsor Castle. If today is about pageantry and bling, tomorrow is when the deals get done, when President Trump meets with Prime Minister Keir Starmer at the Prime Ministerial Country Retreat.
Well, CBS's Chris Van Cleave has more on something that happened in the sky as the president was headed to the UK.
Air traffic controllers urgently and repeatedly ordered the pilots of Spirit Airlines Flight 1300 to turn away from Air Force One Tuesday over Long Island, New York.
Spirit 1300, turn 20 degrees right now. Spirit Wings 1300, turn 20 degrees right immediately.
The Spirit flight was traveling from Fort Lauderdale to Boston as Air Force One was carrying President Trump to the UK.
Spirit says the crew of the plane followed instructions. At one point, the planes were about 8 miles apart. To Washington, where CBS's Nicole Killian reports, a congressional committee today will hear from a former CDC chief who's critical of Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Former fired CDC Director Susan Menares is not expected to hold back when she testifies here later this morning. She will tell lawmakers that she was fired for, quote, holding the line on scientific integrity. According to prepared remarks, Menares says she was let go after refusing to fire career officials and pre-approved recommendations by Secretary Kennedy's controversial new vaccine advisory panel.
To the Middle East, where Jerusalem reporter Linda Gradstein has the latest on Israel's military push into Gaza City.
The Hamas-run health ministry said Israel bombed the Rantisi Children's Hospital in Gaza 3 times, leading 40 hospitalized patients to flee. The Israeli army had no immediate comment. Meanwhile, the international community has condemned the beginning of the Israeli ground offensive in Gaza City, which Israel says is meant to defeat the remnants of Hamas there.
Time on the roundup, 5 past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast.
from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
We'll get a decision on interest rates today when Federal Reserve policymakers wrap up a two-day meeting. It's been billed as potentially contentious with a new Fed governor backed by President Trump and another Trump wants to fire involved in the discussions. CBS's Kelly O'Grady says a quarter-point rate cut is expected.
If we hear a lot more concern about the potential impact of tariffs, that's where you're going to start to hear economists say the word stagflation, that the Fed is concerned about high inflation and high unemployment. And that's an area that no one wants to get into and we haven't seen in our economy for quite some time.
Disney, Warner Brothers Discovery, and NBC Universal are suing the Chinese AI company Minimax, alleging it has stolen their intellectual property on a, quote, massive scale. Historic night in Major League Baseball.
Fly ball, right field, foul pole, it is fair and gone!
The call on MLB Network as Seattle catcher Cal Raleigh hit his 55th home run of the season, breaking the all-time record for switch hitters held for decades by Mickey Mantle. Later in the win over Kansas City, Raleigh hit his 56th home run. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll have updates at the top of every hour all day long. Now, here are Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
I'm Brian Barrett. Good morning, everybody. John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett here with us as well as we continue at 7:09 with the Wake Up Crew. Time for a check of traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by a Murfreesboro tradition. That's Toots.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots very early today. Sunny for this afternoon. Highs top out near 91 degrees. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds. Lows fall into the low 60s. And then Thursday, sunny with highs warming into the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 66.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation and support hundreds of local nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org.
Good morning. I'm looking at an accident out here in Rutherford County. It's 24 westbound, right at Elmaville Road. Talking about wrong place, wrong time. There's so much traffic volume in that area right now. Headed towards Nashville on 24 westbound, trying to get past Elmaville Road on this crash. It's also heavy westbound. Vietnam vets right now traveling through Hendersonville, headed towards Conference Drive. When you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Everywhere you look, everywhere there's a heart, there's a heart, a hand to hold on to. Everywhere you look.
It is the Wake Up Crew here for the 17th of September, episode 1744. Glad you're along with us on this hump day.
Hump day?
We're brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, and glad to be with you here this morning. And John's got a big birthday coming up.
I do.
Sunday. 4 days away.
It's kind of a good day to have it, Sunday.
Sunday's a good day of the week for a birthday.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't really, the family doesn't really probably have anything.
You're likely to get a free lunch.
I'm likely. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's nice. So, you can also kick back and watch the Titans in Indianapolis that day.
Are we at the point of the season where people have given up on the Titans yet?
That was in the preseason, I
gotcha.
Think.
Oh, wow.
But,
wow.
Yeah.
It's like every year people are like, this is our year.
They haven't said that in a while. Yeah.
It's going to be another 2 years before they're back. If they keep that general manager, I like him. I think he's making good decisions on personnel. The rookies he's got coming in have contributed.
Yeah, we can just find a play caller.
He's so negative, isn't he?
Well, have you seen a game?
Well, I mean, he's negative about everything except if it's something good that's happened to him.
Or the dad joke of the day.
Like, yeah.
Well, we do have more.
He is a TAB Award winner.
That's true. Two at the multi-time.
We have some high school football for you. Speaking of that, Friday night on WGNS and Big G TV. Rockvale at Smyrna.
I thought you had to do away with high school sports because your color guy quit.
No, I think he's still around, aren't you?
Who? What?
Yeah.
Didn't he have to do away with high school sports because his color guy just up and quit one day?
You know, I have another birthday.
You know, you are also a TAB award winner.
I'm a retiring TAB award winner.
Middle Tennessee will host Marshall.
You're going with him next time.
And correct.
No, yes, you are. I'm going to make you go. He deserves to go. It's a nice little, it's nice dinner and stuff. He's take Megan with him.
Oh, to the TAB award. I thought you meant to the football game. I absolutely will not be, John.
Yeah.
Well, my friends and son. Middle Tennessee.
He's the MC of those presentations most of the time.
I am the voiceover, yeah.
Yeah.
He got one for Rutherford Weather, and he might be the face of Rutherford Weather, but I built it.
Wow. You should have at least cut that in half.
Saw it in half. I got a grinder.
They're really funky to put in your house, though.
I definitely don't want to keep the TAB award.
I mean, you know, the TAB award looks good in a you know,
business.
Yeah, but at home it looks kind of like weird.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love them. They're nice. They're
unless
nice
you've got like a trophy case or something.
Yeah.
You can put it
I've
there.
I've got it in a bookcase right now. It looks okay, but
it's got two of them and he's saying, "Well, where am I going to put the next one?" Got homecoming for the Blue Raiders this week.
I won't rest until the Wake Up Crew gets one.
I know. The Wake Up Crew has not been nominated, nor has it won, and neither has Big GTV, and that really bothers me.
Yeah, I want to be able to go and let you go for me to accept those two awards.
They have been
nominated.
So the whole show's a scam.
Not nominated, but they have been...
They've been submitted.
So the TAB's a scam.
They don't understand us. They don't understand what we're doing at the Wake Up Crew.
Nobody gets us.
Nobody gets us, man. We're so misunderstood.
John, do you like my... I'm just doing this to bother him. Do you like my Superman t-shirt?
No, nobody cares.
Oh, he's got crypto on it.
He's got crypto on the back.
Dude, where did you get that?
Me and Megan found him online. We both wore matching shirts to the Superman premiere.
Oh, wow. Wow, man. Did you wear one, Brian?
I had a Superman shirt that they got me.
Like it didn't that? Match. It was, oh, it his was work. Different. His was a but. His is a button up. It's like a Hawaiian
Ooh.
Shirt.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. My birthday's coming up. I want a Hawaiian shirt that has guitars all over it.
Ah,
oh, cool.
If you're thinking about looking for something for me,
let me write that down.
You can get it online and be here by Sunday.
I don't have much disposable income.
It's just Wednesday. I'm talking about him footed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Of course.
I have to put your name on the card.
Both of us.
Well,
you did fix my tire.
That's true.
That's almost a birthday present in itself.
That's true.
That's nice, isn't it?
I had to do another one last week, too, for another radio station employee.
Really?
Yeah. Michael Robinson.
Really?
Blew his tire.
Oh, man.
In church.
That's a tough one.
That does stink.
But he was old. He's young enough to get down and
That's true. I just helped him, yeah. Helped him roll the tire out and stuff.
Well, John, just call me doctor because I got the news.
Doctor, doctor.
Put that in.
He's been waiting for at least 3 days to do that.
The yard sale store is moving.
It's moving! I almost beat
it. The one down there on Broad?
Yes.
Why? Because they're getting torn down?
Well, the city does own that property. So that's going to be all
There's
part
nothing
of
left on Broad. It's just nothing.
Part of that downtown development.
And it still looks better.
They are moving to 745 Old Fort Parkway. Now you're saying, where is that?
Yeah, where is that?
I think it's on Old Fort Parkway.
That is the former location of Quality Furniture.
Oh! John, do you like my belt? It's a shoelace I've tied around my pants.
I'm telling you, they were very, very vicious to Quality Furniture about their sale. Like, go ahead and get it over with already. I mean, people on social media just
But it was like a year. They're going to a business sale.
I don't know what they had left in that final day. But
must have been like one couch, and they just couldn't push it.
I saw a lamp in the window. But, I mean, no offense. I mean, Quality Furniture had been around for years and we're going to miss them. But that was a long finale.
And they had that guy, they had a bunch of people standing with signs just spread all through the street.
But now Price Point is still active, isn't it? They're just losing. They've had a big 75% off, but I think one of their stores at another town is they're trying to get rid of that furniture there.
Yeah, they do that quite a bit. Yeah.
So I feel like furniture stores are always just having going out of business sales.
Yard sale. I like that place. It's got you can find some motor stuff in there, you know.
It's fun. It's just a fun store.
Well, we're going to check on sports here for you right quick.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
The Phillies hit a three-run homer in the top of the ninth to beat the Dodgers in the late ball game Tuesday night, 9-6. The Phillies had clinched the NL East title the night before. In the NL West, the Dodgers are still two games over the Padres, who lost 8-3 at the Mets. The Mets are trying to get the last wild card spot in the National League. The Diamondbacks still just a game and a half out for that spot. Arizona, with a run bottom of the ninth, beat San Francisco 6-5. Seattle won its 10th game in a row, 12-5 at Kansas City. Cal Raleigh hit two more homers. He has 56. Houston edged Texas 6-5. It was 6-1 going to the eighth. Toronto and the Yankees each won, but Boston was beaten at home 2-1 by the A's, who've won five in a row. Cleveland won its fifth straight, a 10-inning win at Detroit, and Milwaukee and the Cubs each won. WNBA playoff victories for Indiana and Seattle to stay alive. The Storm with a comeback against Las Vegas.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We are your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
We're talking with Peggy Parton.
The first thing my husband said to me was, Peggy,
We're not getting any younger. I do not want to be left in this house without you, and you don't want to be left in this house without me. And we're going to go to Adam's place and check it out. And it didn't take but about 30 minutes to know that we were coming here.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart, 615-904-9111.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm attorney John Day. My wife Joy and I love dogs and have one of our own. But we've also helped people who have been injured by dog bites and dog attacks, as well as bicyclists who crashed after a dog attack. You need to know that the dog owner may have insurance to help pay medical bills and other expenses because of a dog attack. If your loved one has been injured by a dog, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Clark's Auction Company will get you top dollar for your property.
I'm a big fan of auctions. Get instant sale, no contingencies.
That means the sale of your property won't depend on an inspection, financing, or appraisals. Visit parksauction.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS.
And now, it's time for Random Questions with your host, John Dinkins.
And welcome to Random Questions, where each week we challenge our news guys over here, whatever they are.
Not contestants.
With questions. Your first question. This goes to you, Brian. What's your favorite food to barbecue or grill?
Burgers, I guess.
Innovative. If you had to make clothes out of your curtains, what room would you take them from, Dalton? If you had to make clothes out of your curtains, what room would you take them from?
I don't have any curtains.
That's unusual.
He would be naked.
All right, then try this one. What was the last thing you cooked from scratch?
I made some steak sandwiches recently, where I cut up the steak and fried Brussels sprouts as the side.
I made a cherry cobbler.
Oh, great. That's not your question. Okay. you made a cherry cobbler and you didn't bring any of it here?
Yeah, it was okay.
Oh, something went wrong.
Too much liquid.
Oh, too liquidy.
Yeah.
You've been offered, this is to both of you. You've been offered $100,000 to do a ski jump. Would you do it?
Yeah.
No.
I would.
I would do just about anything for $100,000.
I would.
I would be completely honest.
A ski jump would be scary, but I would do it.
Yeah, there are not many things that $100,000 would not get me to do.
Well, there would be probably $200,000 in medical bills that I'd have to pay.
Maybe so.
I have insurance.
Not that good.
At a certain point, you just hit your deductible, you know?
Which one of you can do the best evil laugh? We'll start with you.
I'm not even gonna compete.
It's the facial expression.
John, that was good.
Thank you.
I can't compete.
No, he's
squatting. He tried too hard.
I didn't really know what he was doing there for a minute. Have you ever gone singing and dancing in the rain?
No, I hate the rain. I don't like it. I don't like rain because it's cold. It's not because I'm wet. I don't mind being wet. I don't like it because it's cold. The rain is cold. I want to get inside as quick as possible.
What land animal would be most awesome if it could swim underwater?
Elephant.
Skeeter.
No.
Cheetah fish.
What?
What would your WWE name be?
The Bone Crusher.
Let's see. I'd be the Face Smasher.
Okay. Those expressions just kill me. If you no, that can't, that would be not good. Do you think robots will replace teachers in schools?
Maybe. If you had asked me 2 years ago, I would have said no. But these days, maybe.
Well, maybe.
I think with the, you have to have some emotional tie. The students would have to have some kind of
emotional feeling. See, I think you need, you need some kind of control.
I could see them being an assistant. You know, like being in the room with them.
See, I think you'll have a school full of security people instead of teachers, and the robots doing the teaching. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, you'll have babysitters with robots doing the teaching.
What three things do you value most in a friend? That's a tough question.
Loyalty.
Kindness. Gentleness. Self-control.
Okay, you have those are fruits of the spirit. You have none of those.
To be serious, I want my friends to be funny. Like, I'm make me laugh, you know? Yeah. Like, we need to be able to laugh together.
What do you do if you accidentally swallow a fly?
I guess I'll die.
Extra protein.
What is wrong with you?
Well, I mean,
I'm really concerned about you.
Isn't that the song?
I don't know.
Swallowed a fly, I guess I'll die.
I've never heard this before.
I don't know. Call that number that we always call when this happens and see if they're
available. See if you got some room in the funny farm.
Have you ever walked out of a movie theater before the end of the movie?
Yes, once.
Which one? What movie was it?
Jurassic World 3, I think.
Really?
It was horrible.
Was that with Chris Pratt?
Yes. Okay. It was one of the sequels to that one, and it was just the worst.
You walked out?
I did. I walked out.
Was your wife with you?
Once they blew up the island the dinosaurs were on, I was like, this movie is bad, and we just left.
I have not. Get my money's worth.
I have. I've walked out three or four times, actually. What would you have done to get yourself into a lifeboat if you'd been on the Titanic? Would you have dressed like a woman or something? I mean, would you?
I probably would have thrown her overboard. That way I would have had a place to go.
Wow. That'll look good in the newspapers.
I mean, she didn't let him on the door.
No. I would have stood in salute and gone down with the ship.
Finally, is there a food from another country that's impossible to get in your country?
Probably.
Jackfruit.
Maybe so. Yeah.
All right, that's a look at random questions. We really drilled you guys today. Join us next week.
Hey, did you see that crowd last week?
Well, it's the 50th season. What'd you expect? Fireworks?
Nah, just sweet corn and smiles.
This year marks 50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Sue Turpin at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
All the activities that we have, the little trips we take, it's all fun. I absolutely enjoy this place. Everybody here is wonderful. The residents and all the staff is great. The food is wonderful. It's a great, great place. I would recommend it to anybody.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
This is Pastor Nikki Ajapong, lead pastor of Holy Hill Chapel.
Hear our sermons on WGNS Sunday night at 7:30.
Our sermons are loaded with the keys of the kingdom. If you don't have the keys, you'll be stranded.
Visit holyhillchapeltn.org to hear our podcast.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Rolling
rolling along at 7:30 on the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores.
And happy birthday today to Judy Goldie, Chris Clark, Bonnie Andrews, Sherry Goforth, Tracy Patterson, Milbury Campbell, Rita Gardner, Mickey Harris, Matthew Fisher, and Casey Reinhardt.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with any of these folks or an anniversary, call or text us 615-893-1450 or even head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthday so that we can find someone to give a delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue.
All right, hang in there with us. We're going to have a tier list coming up here in just a second as the Wake Up Crew continues, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. Opening soon at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. They're over going to be where the Bargain Hunt used to be. Can't miss it over there off MLK in the old Mercury Plaza. Discover a clean, organized store with thousands of items new every day at America's Thrift Stores.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots very early. Today, sunny for this afternoon. Highs top out near 91 degrees. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds. Lows fall into the low 60s. And then Thursday, sunny with highs warming into the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 66.
Good morning. It's moving a little bit better through this section of Rutherford County where we had that crash earlier on 24 westbound at Elmaville Road. Just heavy up through there anyway. This time of the morning it's slow on Vietnam Vets westbound. Approaching Conference Drive, you've got all that traffic building out of Sumner County right now through Hendersonville. A little bit slow on and off this morning. 65 south as you work your way down through Millersville. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or truck, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Main Street Murfreesboro is inviting local residents to help shape the future of the city's historic downtown district through an online survey open now through October the 10th. The brief survey hosted on SurveyMonkey is part of a new transformation strategy that will guide the organization's priorities over the next 2 years. Downtown Murfreesboro has stood as a cornerstone of the community's life since the early 1800s. Today, its historic buildings, walkable layout, and locally owned shops continue to serve as a central hub for business and culture. Executive Director Sarah Callender emphasized that the new strategy will prioritize supporting small businesses, boosting entrepreneurship, and preserving the district's character. In addition to the survey, residents can take part in one-hour community focus groups, scheduled for November 18th. Community input is at the heart of everything Main Street does, Callender said, highlighting the group's vision for an inclusive and economically strong downtown. Meanwhile, Tennesseans are seeing a slight break at the pump. Average gas prices across the state dropped 6 cents over the past week, bringing Tennessee's average to $2.78 per gallon. In Murfreesboro, prices range from $2.65 to $2.99 over the weekend. Megan Cooper of AAA says falling demand, increased supply, and the seasonal switch to winter blend fuel are helping to ease the prices. As the weather cools and fuel needs drop, both downtown development and gas affordability are key indicators of how Rutherford County is preparing for a forward-focused future. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett. For News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network. And I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
This is Jeremy Mack with Bantam Farm. Bantam Farm specializes in soft sourdough bread. We use an Italian flour and olive oil in all our soft sourdough products. So we don't use any American GMO. We don't use any seed oils in our sourdough products. We also have many, many other things. So come out and see us at the Lane Agricultural Center at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This is Jeremy Mack with Bantam Farm. Bantam Farm specializes in soft sourdough bread. We use an Italian flour and olive oil in products, so come out and see us.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adams Place.
The food, of course, is wonderful. It really is. We have a menu, but if there's something that you really don't care for, there is an alternate menu. You know, you can get anything that you really like. I often get salmon.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. 615-904-9111.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Our time, 735, Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS.
Five,
and it's time
four,
a tier list two, this morning.
And if you're unaware how a tier list works, we have a list of whatever, and we're going to rank them from S to D today. And today we're doing actors, just random actors generated by the list. And the first one here is Adam Sandler.
Ranking, okay.
I'd put him in a B myself.
I didn't think you liked him.
I like a lot of his older movies. I don't like a lot of his newer stuff.
Okay, no, I'm good with a B. I like it. I like his stuff.
Sure. Works for me.
Angelina Jolie.
D.
Not a fan?
Not a fan.
I was going to say C or D. So,
I guess we'll go D for that. Anthony Hopkins, great actor.
Yeah. A.
A, probably.
I think he's an A-lister.
Hello, Charisse. Okay.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's in some real bad stuff, but he's in some real good stuff.
Yeah. B.
B? I'd go A.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking D. I don't like him.
Did you ever see True Lies?
True Lies is so good.
Yeah.
True Lies, get him an S. But
give him an
A. I understand.
Give him an A.
You think A?
No, he doesn't.
Well, you said D, so that would average out at B.
B.
Yeah. Bruce Willis.
Way to hurt Arnold there.
Bruce Willis.
I love Die Hard.
He's all the stuff he's in is pretty good. I don't know that
the later
he's
stuff
great.
Wasn't so good.
Yeah.
B. I'm going to go B.
I could agree with that.
Drop him in a B. Charlize Theron. I think she's a great actress. I think she's really good.
I'm trying to think of all the things she's been in.
She's good in Mad Max.
Yeah, give her an A.
I'll go along.
He's never seen a Charlize Theron movie.
Mad Max.
Chuck Norris.
Actor?
Yeah.
C. I'll give go C with Chuck.
But he's had such a career.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't think he was ever a great actor and not a very good singer.
Mm. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I'd put him at a C or a D.
Overrated.
I think he's fun. But none of his movie, he's not great in anything. He's always just kind of playing himself.
I can go with C.
Sure.
You disagree.
I mean, I think you were a little harsh on him, but.
Harrison Ford.
S.
When he cares about a movie he's in, he's really good.
I think he's got to be an S.
Whoa, he's got to be an S.
Got to be an S. Yeah. If we got an S out of him, that's an S for sure. I could say the same thing about Jack Nicholson.
Yes, S.
Absolutely.
S.
You can't handle the truth.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
D.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Joaquin Phoenix. He's weird, but he's a good actor.
He's a good actor, but I can't give him a...
The next two are going to be really weird.
I'll give him an A.
He was Napoleon.
I'll give him an A since he's a good actor, but he won't get an S.
Johnny Depp.
C.
See?
I don't like Johnny Depp much.
I'm not a fan either.
I like him in stuff.
Very weird.
Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, give him a B.
I'll give him a C. I'll drop him C. I was just talking a little bit. John Travolta. I only like him in Face Off.
I think he's overrated.
I'm going to go C with John. He was. Grease was a big movie, though.
It was a big movie.
Saturday Night Fever was a big movie.
Yeah. It wasn't very good in them, though, do you think?
I thought he was okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves.
Hey.
You think so?
Just because he's a good guy.
Oh. So we're not basing it off their acting ability.
Not with him. I just think he's a great guy.
Yeah. He's good in the John Wick movies.
Yeah,
very good.
I like him in those. Leonardo DiCaprio.
I think
he could be an S.
I think he's overrated.
Oh, really?
I just think he's been in great movies. I can go A. I don't know about S.
I could go S or A.
Okay, so give him an S.
Well,
he got two S's.
Okay. Mark Ruffalo, he's fine.
Yeah, B.
B.
We're going to run out of time.
But he's a little above average.
And then Mel Gibson. Probably B,
B
or an A.
Yeah. Made some good movies.
We'll go B.
What about The Man?
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. Probably
S.
S, yeah.
I think so.
Shawshank. S for Shawshank. I mean, he's got the voice.
Yeah, he does. Well, and that's our tier list of actors on The Wake Up Crew.
This is Kirk Bug at Parks Auction Company. Thinking about downsizing? Don't miss this opportunity to buy a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1-story condo in Forest Oaks 2. Some work needed, selling absolute to the highest bidder. Visit parksauction.com for details.
Donating is easy at America's Thrift Stores. They're proud to partner with Make-A-Wish Middle Tennessee to help grant life-changing wishes for local children battling critical illnesses. When you donate gently used clothing and household items, you're giving more than stuff. You're giving hope. Every donation helps Make-A-Wish bring joy to a child right here in Middle Tennessee. Drop off donations today at the new location in Murfreesboro at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Junior Boulevard. Learn more at americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
You bringing your tomatoes this Friday?
Sure am. Pick fresh this morning.
And I'll bring the sourdough.
Rutherford County Farmers Market, Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1 at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:42 as we wrap up this Wednesday, September 17th, Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. Getting excited. Opening soon. 70% off name brand items. Are you kidding me? Big savings coming to Murfreesboro. 1744, that's the number of episodes we have had here of the Wake Up Crew, and we're proud to say that Bill Shacklett, I was thinking of his uncle, I guess. Bill Shacklett receiving the Good Neighbor of the Day Award today for always being willing to listen to community needs and being an advocate for the entire city. Bill Shacklett receiving flowers from Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with News Radio, WGNS, as the Good Neighbor today. You can send in your good neighbors by texting that singular word, neighbor, to 615-893-1450 or just head over to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Those are two of the easy peasy ways to get in your good neighbor to us here at WGNS. Powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. You know, if you're curious about electric vehicles, they have a Drive EV program at MTE with resources to help you learn more. DriveEV.com for more information from Middle Tennessee Electric.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, the teacher called and said my son was having difficulty learning.
Really?
Yeah, but I was actually doing his homework.
Replay.
That's a good joke.
Yep. Thumbs up. Almost
thumbs
a plus.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. All right. Well, I know we just played the, or just not played. I guess we had a actor tier list that was very interesting this morning.
I love a tier list.
We talked about ways to be thrifty.
We did.
Brian didn't comment too much on that.
He likes to say he's cheap, but he's not thrifty.
Right. That's exactly what I was going to say, because if it's something he wants, he gets it.
Yeah. And he likes to buy things new.
Yeah.
He doesn't like used stuff and.
That's not true. I want you to find me a new office chair since mine's kind of peeling. Hmm. Although it's kind of like a chameleon now. If it all comes off, it'll look okay.
You need to go to Facebook Marketplace.
Facebook Marketplace. Goodwill's got some good ones.
Do you have a sandblaster?
America's Furniture and Thrift. Might America's be able to get your
This might be the first thing you buy there.
Yeah, I kind of need one now, though, don't I? You all keep talking about
it. Oh, gosh.
I mean, you can't
wait. You needed one about 30 days ago.
They open October 2nd, right? That's
the end of October.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's under a month.
He wants a new one from Office Depot. And
he wants it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just go online and let them send you one in a big box. And.
Well, that costs money, John.
His office chair is in bad shape.
I don't want you to get a chair. You're so particular about...
Yeah, you said, I want you to find me one.
You need to sit in it. You need to go to some place where you can sit in it.
You know, I have sat in the most comfortable office chair that I've ever seen in my life.
And it was a Lazy Boy.
It was.
Yeah.
Lazy Boy makes office chairs.
They make the greatest office chairs you've ever sat in.
Then I say, go for it.
Well, they're like $300-$400, something like that.
Oh, that's penny ante for you.
Oh, it's not.
Guy with a title and, you know, he's got a title here.
So do you. How much money do you get?
I'm the primetime sports director. I know how much money they have.
You know, I have never in my life purchased an office chair. Ever.
Well, he always gets the ones I have.
I always get hand-me-downs and find them or whatever.
Yeah, but you need to sit in it. If it's a Lazy Boy chair that makes you happy,
oh boy,
just be sure when we move to the new place, you take it with you.
It was so good.
Yeah,
so
well,
good.
Then that's what you ought to do.
I'm gonna get.
You live here. I mean, you're here.
I'm gonna get spoken to after the show here this morning. Oh, purchases? No, let's not do any purchases.
Oh, you're just saying they buy it? Yeah, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
You wanted me to buy it?
Well, I mean, I'll just
keep
would.
My chameleon chair. Of course, I did buy it too. Okay, well, that's it. Are we done?
I am.
I think we're past done. The song of the day this morning, this one of our September songs, and this is from Fiona Apple, Pale September.
Pale September.
And that is our song of the day. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning for the Wake Up Crew.
The autumn day swung soft around.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots very early today. Sunny for this afternoon. Highs top out near 91 degrees. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds. Lows fall into the low 60s. And then Thursday, sunny with highs warming into the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 66.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World.